Welcome to the Business Buyer Diaries. My name is Nathan Platter. I'm a full-time employee, and I bought a business. I did everything right, from finding the deal, handling all the due diligence on 63 opportunities, and ultimately bought a profitable gym. And boy, was I in for a big surprise as a new owner. I chronicled everything in real time, including the biggest wins to the stressful nights at 2 a.m. I'm sharing my journey without sugarcoating anything, so you don't make the same mistakes that I did. Here's today's episode.
All right. Well, nothing like a little drama. So one of my managers and one of my vendors, both are very proactive, very good at what they do. And they tend to rub each other the wrong way. And that's kind of frustrating because my job is to grow the business, expand who we serve, and make sure that we're delivering a valuable product in the Twin Cities. And one of the vendors is, you know, they're good at what they do, but they're like, hey, man, like, I think your staff is kind of, they've got a thing out for me. Like, I don't know what's going on. I feel like, did I do something to them? Did I like take them off? Like, no. Like, they are proactive, go-getter done. They're used to a certain style of accomplishing tasks, and you're different. Now, historically, we've had a more figure things out on the go, and you're very much let's figure things out before we go style of doing things. So no, it's not she's mad at you or whatever, but it's more like, hey, like, you're just different. It holds me more accountable. It's tougher because I can't just wing it as much as I used to. So no, you're good. You're solid. And like the manager or the part-time manager or I don't know, for the employee, we'll just say the employee. Like, hey, this person is kind of annoying me. They're asking for a lot. They're needing this, they're needing that. Like, I don't have time for this. Like, I cannot do all of this. And so the employee is definitely like, hey, like, how do I get this person off my back? And I'm like, well, no, like, this is accounting. Well, there you go. I spilled the vendor. This is accounting. They need purchase orders. They need credit card statements. They need this. They need info to make sure that they can make payroll legally and not pay it to someone who has a chance of being an illegal recipient of paychecks. And so like, no, like they need it. I know it's annoying. I know it's frustrating. This is part of the setup process. This isn't forever. They're good at what they do. Work with them. Like you're going to love them. Part of the growing pains, sorry. And then just leaving it at that. And so being the middleman, like people play nice. Let's get this done. Let's move on. It's not just about, oh, I'm going to be the business owner and do my own thing. Like, no, I got to make sure people keep working together. Got to make sure we keep bringing on the right people. Got to make sure we keep growing as we go. But I still have a day job. Like I still have my own like team huddles and meetings and work deliverables. And I'm having to be more proactive on getting stuff done way ahead of time, not just ahead of time. So like just now, we've got a meeting in 4 hours at work. They said, hey, I'm going to send a link to the deliverable before the meeting even happens. That way, on the meeting, instead of taking on 30 minutes for them to see the thing for the first time, they're like, hey, I've seen this for a few hours earlier today. Like this and this, change this. And now this 30-minute meeting is done in 10 or 15 minutes just by tape. So a 30-minute meeting or taking 5 minutes, craft a message, send the thing before the meeting. And now we spend 10 to 15 minutes on the meeting. I just got 10 to 20 minutes back in my day. I like that. And now I can make this episode about making people play nice. So I'm having to be way more ahead of schedule, way more pre-meeting meetings. That's uncomfortable because I haven't done it before, but c'est la vie. So is life. Time to go talk to some peoples and then plug away. And it's the last day of the month. So everyone wants things done to meet their goals. So you're going to have a pretty good day. Let's rock and roll.
This has been another episode of the Business Buyer Diaries. Subscribe so you don't miss the next episode. I hope you're realizing that business ownership is no cakewalk. Check the podcast notes for a link to the DIY due diligence program, the complete list of show sponsors, and for media inquiries. Music written and composed by Wes Schrock. I'm your host, Nathan Platter. Join me again on the next one.